Hi, my name is George Vlasic from GV Art and Design. I'm an owner here, and we specialize in artwork and apparel and original one-of-a-kind artwork on the Etch-A-Sketch, too. I've been drawing since I was 2 years old, and the Etch-A-Sketch was just another canvas for me to kind of work on. It was my mom's old Etch-A-Sketch from when she was a little girl, and we were going to Washington, D.C., and you know, I did the U.S. Capitol building on there, and I showed my parents, and they looked at it, and they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I progressed and wanted to see if I can capture people's likeness on there, and I did, you know, athletes, and they looked at it then, and I got to meet these guys without standing in line for autographs. They wanted to see what I could create. It was just a thrill for me to be able to do that and meet kind of the guys that I admire and watch. The t-shirts all came about just from the Etch-A-Sketch, and the first t-shirt we did was when LeBron was in the NBA Finals, and we did a video of me creating the Etch-A-Sketch from start to finish, and no one had ever, like, everybody always saw the final product but never saw the process. And I filmed it, and it was up for like best viral video of 2007. It was up for every award on YouTube and everything else like that, and it got a million hits in a week.
We knew when we had lines of people waiting outside, you know, my parents' house, we knew it was kind of time to, you know, probably look into a store. You know, we took over her whole basement, then we expanded to the living room, so you couldn't sit down in any of the couches or anything like that. So I think that's when we kind of realized, all right, it's time to open up a little spot.
Now that, you know, a lot of people have seen our stuff, and it makes it easy for us to be able to kind of team up with players, and they come to us now and say, hey, you know, what can you guys put together for me? And really it's kind of cool because they see it as helping build, you know, their brand as well. So, you know, when we did stuff with Jordan Cameron, and we've done stuff with, you know, Eric Metcalf, Reggie Langhorne, Webster Slaughter, I mean, everybody remembers those moments, and if we can capture those, I mean, it just, people relate to that. I think it's exciting times because I think, you know, the Indians have a lot of new guys, the Cavs have LeBron back, and the Browns are really doing things to kind of rebuild. And I know how hard it is to make it here in Cleveland. People, again, with the artwork said, you know, you'll never do it here in Cleveland. You got to move out. You got to, you know, and I just think it's so great to see Brian Hoyer doing well here in Cleveland in his hometown and having the support around him. And it's just cool to see when the odds are stacked up against you, someone rises to the occasion. And the fact that he's here in Cleveland and being able to do it here is cool.